Good morning, everybody. Today's teaching that I'm going to be doing is called Energized Patience. And I've been spending some time in Romans lately, and it just has really blessed my heart tremendously to study this part of Scripture. Romans chapter 5 has been especially heartwarming. And if we turn to Romans chapter 5, we can start in verse 1 to start to unfold this energized patience. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And I could probably wrap the teaching up right there. I mean, this first verse is just so wonderful. Being justified by faith is through your believing that you are justified, just as if you've never sinned. And because of that, we have peace with God. In verse 2, it says, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Well, immediately this brings calm to our hearts. We now have peace with God and are no longer battling the law because we're justified, just as if we'd never sinned, freed from the death sentence of Adam's high treason. That battle is over. And it's through God's Son, Jesus Christ, that we're able to enter into the grace of God. And this is where we stand. We stand here in this grace, unwavering and rejoicing in hope every day and in everything that we do. You know, it might be on the same page for you, but let's jump to verse 19, Romans 5, verse 19. "For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Oh my gosh, this is like poetry. Adam's high treason, one man's disobedience, we were made sinners. So by the obedience of one, Jesus Christ, shall many be made righteous. It's just so powerful. One man's disobedience to another man's obedience. Jesus Christ died for our sins, and we were justified by his blood, saved from wrath, and we have found peace with God. So let's hop back to the beginning of Romans chapter 5, right back to verse 3. "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." This word tribulations is a squeezing of times, or maybe a squeezing of situations or pressure in your life. And it's those moments of pressure we all go through. I mean, every day we have little pressures. Some days we have big pressures, right? That's what tribulation is. Tribulation works our patience. And I really like this word worketh. It's the Greek word katergazomai, and it is an energizing. This word worketh means energizing. Godly patience becomes energized in the face of tribulation's attacks on our faith. And when your faith is being tested by tribulations, it simply energizes your patience. Satan is constantly trying to unmix our believing from the truth of God's word and attach our faith to the things pressuring our lives. The reality is that we're justified by faith and we have peace with God. And it is in these truths that we stand unwavering. We patiently endure through the mental pressures we're experiencing. In verse 4, it says, "And patience, experience, and experience, hope." I really love this verse. It's a small one, but it packs a lot of punch. Experience in Greek means a proving, not approving. It means a proving. It's a testing. It's a proving of the greatness of the integrity of and accuracy of God's word and the truth of God's deliverance of pretty much everything. It's beautiful, actually. On one end, you have tribulation, And on the other end, you have hope. With life's, with experience in life's tribulations, we span the bridge between tribulation and hope with energized patience. We know we're going to get through the tribulation because everything has a start and an end, and we stand in the joy of God's grace. Now, I want to hop over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And in this first chapter, verse 3, it says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Patience of what? The hope of Jesus Christ's return. The way you get through tribulations is through believing, standing on God's grace through believing, which leads to what? It leads to hope. And when you stand on believing, nothing the world throws at us can touch us. It only energizes us because of the hope. Mixing our faith together with the truth in God's word is the key to keeping our work produced by our mixed faith. We need to keep our hands dirty, keep our hands on the plow, and keep our agape behavior. Right? This is how believers live. We live in agape just like our Lord Jesus Christ lived. But you know what? We might not always have the answers to what we need to do. We just don't. You know, sometimes situations arise and we don't know what to do, but that's okay. In James chapter 1, we have a way for that. James chapter 1, starting in verse 2, it reads, my brethren, count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh, it energizes patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You see, even when we don't know what to do in certain situations or tribulations, we just need to turn to God and trust in him to take care of us. In verse 5, it says, he gives to all men liberally. He gives to all men bountifully, and he's, and this word here, upbraideth, means that he's not going to give you a hard time about it. He's just going to give to you. Right? When life starts to overwhelm you, you turn to God and trust that he will rebuke those pressures from your life. Just give it to God. Just simply give it to God. Now, let's flip back to Romans, all the way to chapter 15, okay? Romans chapter 15, and we're going to start in verse 13 here. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is through believing where we stand, knowing that God will fill us with joy and peace, especially when we're going through hard times. And once we receive our Holy Spirit, we can abound in hope. Has anyone ever said to you, why are you always such in a good mood? Why are you always so happy? Right? Well, one of the benefits of having received our gift of Holy Spirit is that we can abound in hope. And that hope keeps us in joy. We not only stand in God's grace, but we also abound in hope as we stand. Now, we're almost there. Romans chapter 5, back to the beginning of chapter 5, Romans 5, 5. So in verse 5, it says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. Okay, this love of God is agape theos, and we know that it's talking about salvation. We can walk proudly, especially and trying times because of the salvation God has given us. He has shed abroad his grace into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And we have no shame. We have no shame because we're justified. When you're justified, you just tell the tribulations to take a hike. Get out of here. You see, God's grace, his agape, his hope, his patience, energized within us, these are far greater than anything that could ever come knocking at the door of our hearts to the contrary of it. No matter what tribulation or pressure you may be facing right now, you are not without hope. You stand in grace. Your faith is producing patience. Your patience is bringing proof of God's faithfulness. And that proof is anchoring you in a living hope, like it says in Hebrews chapter 6, where we're going to next. A hope that will never be disappoint or put you to shame. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. So let us do what the word encourages us to do. Count it all joy when trials come. Ask God boldly for wisdom, and when we don't know what to do, turn to God. And stand firm in believing, knowing that the God of hope will fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.